warned, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit, and scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. So what if this week I go to bed 30 minutes earlier each night? And what if I make myself get out of bed in the morning? Not hitting that snooze button will make us all more productive, and that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hard to believe the nice changes behind Michael, which is rapidly moving off to the northeast. For today, look for partly cloudy skies to take over. A high temperature around 81, much lower humidity as a cold front moves through the area. Mainly clear, much cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature by tomorrow morning, low to mid-50s. Then blue skies tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, high in the upper 70s. We'll be in the 50s again tomorrow night, then on Saturday, high around 79, beautiful sunshine, and low 80s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My heart skips skipping the beach and not close enough so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's
been 40 years since crazed killer Michael Myers unleashed terror on Halloween night. And now he's back. And this time, he's got a bad back. And he can't swing a knife like he used to because the bursitis in his shoulder acts up. Michael Myers creeps up on you with his walker. And he doesn't kill you right away because his prostate is enlarged and he has to use the bathroom first. Halloween 2018. Now, get off his lawn.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That sounds like a frightening movie.
You gotta be scared.
Thursday happy hour. I'm Greg Goodell. My tunnel life sidekick, Joey. He's here, and so is the much beloved and glorious Terry Abbott.
And here they are.
Remember us? This one. I guess item one today is the Dow taking another big hit. And it's October. Now, October has had some bad days historically, going back to 29 and I believe in 87, that's when, then the drop was 700 points, but that was when the market was, that was like 10% or something.
Yeah, it was a very, very big percentage, relatively speaking.
Pardon my conspiratorial brain, but it seems to me, we've already seen the number of plants. Isn't it interesting that the interest rate didn't go up once, maybe one quarter point over 8 years, because that was the new norm?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And I'm sure there are Obama loyalists in the Fed, and this is how they take away one of his great achievements, is this thriving economy, almost like they're trying to orchestrate a crash just before a very important election. An election in which, I mean, if you didn't see it in video or see it coming from credible sources, when you have the former attorney general, among many others, advocating violence against people they disagree with, because they can't win an argument to save their life. They've got nothing to work with. Scary times. This midterm, we've got, if we don't hang on to the House, and the people that voted Trump in, folks, you got to get out and reelect him, or we're going to hear nothing but impeachment for 2 years, based on what charge, I don't know. I have no idea what they could possibly impeach the man on. Nancy Pelosi, well, we're going to go after his tax returns. Yeah? we didn't launch an investigation demanding Obama's school records and, you know, all this simus over his birth certificate and citizenship and how he paid for his college and all that crap. We're going to have 2 years of nothing but crap if they manage to do it. Why anybody would do that, I don't know. I hope to God that moderate Democrats, and I know some here in the area, are looking at this saying, I'm sorry, that's not something I'm an advocate of. I don't believe in, you know, we've had people chasing senators, representatives, officials from the administration into restaurants, screaming at the top of their lungs, menacing, intimidating. Rand Paul's wife sleeps with a loaded gun. And why wouldn't she? Because her husband was attacked by a crazy-ass neighbor. Or, you know, liberal, well, you know, haven't heard much about the guy who went to that softball game and started shooting after screaming, "This is for Obamacare," or something to that effect. So this has got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. You know, for someone like Hillary to say, well, the only way things will ever be civil around here is if we put Democrats back in.
I expect nothing less from her.
That bitch belongs in jail.
Uh-huh.
As any of us would be if we had committed the kind of crimes that she did, that James Comey
Well, we just don't see anything here. You're right. This whole thing with Rodenface, Rosenstein. What's going on there? Trump's had him in. What, you know, clearly this man is part of the cabal that orchestrated the insurance policy just in case Trump wins and signed off on phony warrants, warrants that were based on political information.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for political information, not through some FBI investigation or something legit. It was a fantasy purchase from Fusion GPS and used to get a warrant to spy on duly elected president.
Mm-hmm.
What are the three words we haven't heard much the last month? Haven't heard much about them at all.
Three words?
Three words. The Mueller investigation disappears from the news. Wonder why? Well, in part because there's nothing there. It's been almost 2 years of... I mean, and the Mueller investigation, witch hunt, is just a fraction of the size of crap that we will be dealt if the Democrats regain power in either chamber. They'll be pulling out all the stops because they're so dedicated to their insanity, their ideology, and the plans they have for us. Because we're not capable of thinking for ourselves. We don't know. We don't get what... There are betters, you see. They just know better than we do what we need for ourselves. Kid Rock. Let's see what he had to say today. Press asked Kid Rock, because he had lunch with the president along with Kanye today. As he walked up to the doors, a reporter asked the dumbest question ever. Should President Trump fire Jeff Sessions? He responded back, he should fire you.
Oh, I love it.
You know, here's what we have seen as a result of the Kavanaugh travesty. We have seen what they believe. Guilty until proven innocent. Political ends supersede rights, our Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything.
True.
And I think it was a great awakening for Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins. And certainly that puss from Alaska, Murkowski, the Grimace, with accepting her. And I've read stories where she's been literally besieged by voters in Alaska about the whole voting present with Kavanaugh. That even these weak Republicans, or Republicans who we have seen and described as weak for years,
mm-hmm.
are finally realizing what's at stake. It is no longer two parties that playfully, you know, banter back and forth on one side or the other while they're working on a piece of legislation and then go out and have dinner together that night. Lindsey Graham made that point. He just tore him an ass. He's been awakened. Susan Collins did one of the most courageous things, knowing that she was going to be vilified by everybody from Hollywood through the mainstream media and, of course, her... friends. And Jeff Sessions was one of the first to get a taste of that when they were giving him the Inquisition for his appointment as Attorney General. Mm-hmm. I'm sure at times he sat there and said, these bastards acted like they were my friends. They never asked me these questions over cocktails or at a dinner. They're just evil frickin' people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope the polling I'm seeing holds, because what I'm seeing now is that a lot of America, especially independents, moderates, whatever you want to call them, are looking at this ugliness. I've never seen it like this. Not when people at, you know, like your former attorney general, the woman that ran for president and lost, you know, and they're all just saying, well, just we can't have civility until we win. And That's like, so if you want civility, vote Democrat, and we'll calm down.
Exactly.
And then the media will pretend that everything we do is just right. So we have to, we just have to win on November 6th.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot at stake.
In the meantime, for the first time in I don't know how long, I'm actually in a good space. I mean, overall. I've been dealing with the folks up the street, not them specifically, the bureaucracy. And yesterday was a great day for me because I went over there and I got taken care of by a gentleman named Mr. Chappelle, who diligently processed my situation and got it done. It was great to have the experience of watching someone eager to fix something for me that had been hanging over my head since August 4th.
Good.
And at the end of it, I didn't realize what a level of stress it was carrying because I had tears in my eyes.
Wow.
I did. The outcome was far better than I could have ever hoped for.
It's usually that way, isn't it?
And at the end, I realized I felt like, 100 pounds lighter.
That's good.
I've been in a much more chipper mood in spite of this garbage going on in the news, and yeah, these are situations. We'll talk to Brandt later this afternoon and get his take on this. I noticed, I read around as much as I can that a lot of these losses have occurred with tech companies. Well, I'm not particularly sympathetic to them. Did you see that story about the Google exec who, when they were, he was asked something about, censorship or something, and he said, go F yourselves and all of you, Trump on down. This is a Google exec.
No, I didn't see that one.
Take a look. It's out there.
Yeah, Google is, they're so in bed with the deep state, it's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, all the big tech companies are. Mm-hmm. And what do we simpletons here who don't have that kind of clout, what do we do in the meantime?
Exactly.
CNN, under fire for using a vile racial slur on Cam, because he's not being the type of black person that CNN approves.
There you go. He's not on their plantation.
No.
He's off.
So they called him, quote, a token Negro because he doesn't agree with the progressive ideology. That's on CNN. And you can only begin to imagine the size of the mushroom cloud that would have been built if anybody but one of them, because when you're in that circle, you have permission to use vulgar terms like that.
That's right.
So now this has become the serious situation with the markets. It's making people jittery, and it just gives the Democrats, but we'll go in and we'll fix that. We'll make sure that Trump's run amok. We always believed his economy was fake, and what we got to do is raise your taxes and take back the crumbs. And
exactly. That's exactly right.
That's the only responsible thing to do in a crisis like this. Because they love a crisis. And another day of this, and they'll be handed one.
Oh, yeah. Sky's falling.
That could be very helpful to them in the midterms with the LOFOs. So there you go. That's the day. I'm done.
That was fun. Thanks.
I hope that you will catch us up to speed on some of the research you've been doing over the course of the week and Doug Q and all that.
Sure. Well, Rosenstein, word around the old conspiracy campfire is that he submitted his resignation to Trump. Trump wouldn't accept it.
Can you pause it there, and we'll come right back to it after
Absolutely.
This very short break?
Oh, sure.
Hey, don't let the world get you down, friends. If you need a vehicle, if you've always dreamt of driving a Mercedes or Infiniti, you can make that dream happen for less than $10,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Every vehicle on the lot, at all types of price ranges, all types of cars, trucks, SUVs, and more, are cars that have been thoroughly vetted. By that I mean good vehicle history, gleaming beautiful body, showroom new appearance, an interior that's gorgeous, and most importantly, an engine that's been vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, because basically they're asked, come up with any reason for us not to resell this car because we're not interested in selling somebody else's troubles to a customer. And if they say we're good to go, you can take their word for it. So you can buy with confidence far more effectively and in an experience that is about as unlike any used car shopping experience can be, thanks to Tip Thames and the team of professionals he's assembled at Jack Ingram. They will take really good care of you. We are three-time buyers, and when the fourth time comes, we're going right back.
Same here.
Right back. I would never go anywhere else. So, and we hope you will, and when you do, please let them know that you heard about them here. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass, but with so many pictures available on every vehicle, you can shop online at jackingram.com and really get a, you know, have a focused experience with that incredible group over there. It is 3:22.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remember those last few Halloweens getting a little too old for it? Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
It is 3:24 and happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Our Thursday sidekick, the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams in the house. And just before the break, we were talking about Rod Rosenstein, who, by your research, and you are thorough and exhaustive when you're looking into something, went to the White House to hand in his resignation.
Yes, and Trump declined. He wouldn't accept it.
What is the backstory behind that? I mean, clearly, knowing what we know, Trump would have been perfectly within his rights to stick a shoe up his ass and say, you're fired.
True.
So it sounds to me like the president is a step ahead on this one and is playing him to some extent. What do you think?
I think so. You know, everybody says Trump, well, Trump, first off, Trump's IQ is like 180. He's a genius. He's playing chess while they're playing poker. Or, I'm sorry, playing checkers. What it seems like to me is maybe QAnon's right. Maybe this has all been set up from the beginning. And Trump is playing them to put them in a position, in the perfect position, when the big arrests come. That's kind of how Q is saying it. That's what Q says is happening. And it's hope porn. It really is. But
yeah,
I really want to believe it so bad that there's going to be consequences for these people. You know, the part of me says there's no way that's ever going to happen because they're too powerful. But then I want to believe it. So it looks like he's given them enough rope to hang themselves. That's what it looks like.
You know, you just sent me an email, and the title kind of gives me the chills. Uh-huh. Why the media is warning... Oh, well, swell, this... For whatever reason, Chrome won't take it, so I got to go to Mozilla and open it there. No.
I can copy it and send it to you if you need me to.
No, we're one click away from getting this.
Okay.
For some reason, Chrome is much fussier about what websites
it'll Google. Be.
So why is the media warning a recession expected by the end of 2020 that will be worse than the Great Depression?
Because they're going to manufacture it.
Well, that's the answer I kind of expected to hear.
Yeah.
Because the deep state is much bigger than elected officials and people of a particular party.
Yes.
Or ideology. Did not Trump reference globalists in this interest rate thing?
I tell you, people need to understand that the so-called deep state, whatever you want to call them, they will stop at nothing to get things back to where they had them going. Because, you know, they didn't expect any of this. They didn't expect Trump. Mm. None of this was ever supposed to come to... We never supposed to have known any of this about the FBI, any of this stuff. If Hillary had won, we'd probably be in World War III with Russia by now. We weren't supposed to know any of this. And I think they will do anything, and that includes assassinating the president, that includes starting a war. They will do whatever they have to do to stay in power.
I was... quite frankly, proud of Rand Paul for using the A word.
Yeah.
He said, if they don't stop this, somebody's going to get assassinated. It almost happened at that softball game.
Right.
And then you had this guy that wanted to blow himself up on the mall. That wasn't a...
Well, hell, and, you know, even the neighbor tackling Rand Paul, yeah. He broke a few ribs and he had bouts of pneumonia. If not treated correctly, you die from
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would have been a murder.
Yes.
That would have been a murder.
It's. I wish people would relax. But there's a lot at stake, I suppose.
So much at stake.
Oh,
this country is.
I want to relax. I remember many times telling my daughter, I said, "Boy, I hope you get to go through a period like I did in the '80s, where it was just got better and better, and then it got better than you ever thought it could be better." And that seemed to be the path that we were headed on.
It should be.
And yeah. It's nice. It's all about confidence. You see these market numbers, that rattles people that might be on the precipice of buying something, you know, or making a money-spending decision.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I better wait until see if this stops. I don't know what Trump can do, though, about the Fed.
Well, I mean, and there is a worry in some circles. Peter Schiff is one source. I saw him talking about this a couple months ago, is that we never really had a correction in the way we should have after 2008. Instead, all we've done is reinflate the bubble to a more astounding level.
Yeah, well, Brand had even mentioned that before, too.
Right, and, you know, and when I say bubble, it doesn't mean, oh, this we didn't create new wealth. Of course, there's new jobs being created and all sorts of goods and services being created. But the idea is that it's like you're building a house and you realize, oh, we don't have enough bricks to complete this project, and the whole project just goes kaput.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's possible that this market, this whole economy worldwide, is relying on very low interest rates. And so you're in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If you keep interest rates low for too long, the Fed's right. You get ridiculous runaway inflation if you start to raise them up, and that's why they're stair-stepping them by 25 basis points. Yes, 0.25%. And they're telling people, they're really foreshadowing, here's what we're going to do. They're trying to do it in a way so the market doesn't unwind all at once. But if you've had growth for now a decade, now in the last 2 years at a more steady rate or a ridiculous rate, and those interest rates go up, it could unravel. You have things that people don't, it's like the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this, Joey. Is it possible that during the Obama administration that they artificially inflated the stock market and now it's catching up with us?
Well, I always did wonder, because I remember, wasn't it below 10 at the beginning of his term? And then it kept getting higher and higher and higher incrementally. It had little setbacks here and there. But everything else in the economy was going nowhere fast.
Yes, exactly, showing us something was wrong.
Right.
So if that was an artificial bubble, again, though, who's got the answer? Who can explain this to the people and make sense out of it? That's a concern.
Yeah.
And
well, Brent has talked about it. He has mentioned artificial and that there's going to be some correction and it's going to hurt. As the economy gets blowing and going, it's going to hurt. These corrections are going to hurt. And I think this is what he's talking about.
Right. And I'm one of the folks, too. Maybe it's too fatalistic of me. Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of assets in my name, especially not tied up in the stock market. But if we have another crash like 08, let's go through it. No more bailouts.
I agree.
No more. I need special.
Because that's supposed to cleanse everything. But if they keep giving us Band-Aids and all to get us through it, it's not going to do any good.
Well, we remember the words, too big to fail.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Well, and to me, one analogy came to mind a few years ago is like, we're getting a terrible hangover in 08. And it's like, but we still got to make this cross-country bender happen, man. So let's get another few fists of whiskey in us, and let's keep driving. Man, this trip's a lot of fun. And people are looking at him going, dude, you're drunk. Stop driving on the interstate at 80 miles an hour.
That's a great analogy.
What do you mean, man? We're not drunk. We haven't crashed yet.
Great analogy.
So just because you haven't crashed doesn't mean you won't.
Bingo.
And I just worry that we're addicted to easy money and credit.
Well, we are. We're soft.
And it's not just the United States. It's the whole damn monetary system worldwide.
Well, is it just a coincidence that the United States has come up with a new cryptocurrency? Is that just a coincidence? And now they're talking about this big crash. Does one have something to do with the other?
Bitcoin's a very sensitive topic on this show.
Well, this isn't Bitcoin.
No, it's not brand new. Bitcoin.
I don't know anything about it. I don't have any money.
They want a kind of a cryptocurrency for the government, which is just stupid. Kind of defeats the point of having a cryptocurrency, in my opinion.
For just the government?
The government would issue.
Yeah, it's backed by the United States government.
It would essentially just be like what the Fed does now, but through crypto.
Like that dollar bill in my pocket is backed up by what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, it's proof of violence. No, seriously. Proof of violence. Why is it worth something? Because the government wants you, when you pay taxes, to pay in those dollars. You can't pay them in gold. Mm-hmm. You can't pay them in anything else. You got to pay them
not anymore
in those greenbacks or something, the dollar, some equivalent of the dollar.
Well, the Federal Reserve, that's a whole nother show. We should not even have the Federal Reserve. It's against the Constitution.
Completely.
The Constitution says only the Treasury can print money.
This one article I'm looking at here talks about the Federal Reserve going back to, let me scroll up here, that this type of thing has happened since the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, was it?
Yes, 1913. I hate that year.
That's a horrible year.
Income tax?
Yes.
Federal Reserve?
Well, the two are related.
Yeah.
Direct election of senators,
yep.
I think.
Quote, it isn't exactly difficult to predict that another recession is coming because the U.S. economy has experienced recession after recession ever since the Federal Reserve was established in 1913. But the phrase, worse than the Great Depression, implies that we'll soon be facing the worst economic downturn in all of U.S. history. That is a very bold statement to make, and it should not be done lightly. Well, you know what? I have about enough expertise on this topic to fill a thimble and have room for the New Testament. So we'll table this economic talk until we get to talk to Brent and what he has to say and get a reasoned, calm opinion as opposed to... Because we don't want to get into fear-mongering and things like that.
No, not us. Never.
We are at 3:35, and this is where you take center stage, oh, much beloved and glorious.
Yes.
Well, let's see, 77 days until Christmas.
Unreal.
And you've got your layaway program going on.
We do.
Adams Motorsports.
We do. And people will be happy to know we've got a larger spot in the warehouse cleaned out, thanks to yours truly. So I've been trying to get stuff out of the way so the guys will have a place to put all the layaways. So you can come and buy something, and we'll have it set up for you, ready to go. It's been test-ridden. Make sure it's perfect so you're the hero on Christmas Day. We have everything on sale right now. Kawasaki's got big rebates, low interest rates. Of course, Polaris, and to be honest with you, I don't know why they do it. They dominate the market. Their market share in side-by-sides and ATVs, they're easily number one in the industry, but they still throw huge rebates at this stuff and super low interest rates. And the cool thing is Polaris that company's a monster, billions of dollars. They actually sell our military, they sell hardware, special machines to NATO countries. It's a big, big, big company. You know, the ATV stuff for us is just one part of it. They actually can buy down the lending criteria when they loan you money, so that means if your credit's not absolutely perfect, it probably doesn't matter. You can apply online at adamsmotorsports.com, get your credit app in. We can check you out that way. It's easy. That way, just pick out your machine, or if you want us to help you, come on in. We'll show you what, you know, listen to what your needs are and put you on the right machine. We have, of course, jet skis. I think I've got one jet ski left. I've still got a stand-up, which is unusual. So if you're looking for the hottest, greatest thing on the water right now, the new four-stroke stand-up's incredible. You need to come check this thing out.
And, of course, the manufacturers are the ones that they're lending out. They're putting their money
exactly
on their product. So it's a different process.
Yes, sir.
By, establishing, the credit criteria that you have to meet. So decent credit gets you in at those lowest available rates. And like Terry said, he's been making space for your purchase.
Yep.
So you can lay it away and have a family moment that will make Christmas 2018 memorable for years to come.
Yes, sir.
You can get a credit app started at adamsmotorsports.com or stop by and see Terry and the team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. That's at Hackle.
That's it.
Hackle. And, of course, online at adamsmotorsports.com. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime today at 3:37. We're going to take our first look at the roads of Mr.
Waka Waka. Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little bit of good news. On 85 northbound between Pike Road and Shorter, things are beginning to move along there a little bit. It's going to be slow because of the amount of traffic that was stopped there, but things are beginning to lighten up just a little bit. Over in Prattville, a head-on accident with injuries on Highway 14 at Gentry Drive, so be careful if you happen to be over in that way. Everything else around the capital city is looking pretty good at the moment. Registration for mini-term B classes at Trenum State, good through today with classes starting tomorrow. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What an unbelievable change in our weather. And this is the kind of weather we've been hoping for about 6 months. For tonight, mostly clear, much cooler air is flowing into the state. Low temperature in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine, low humidity, high temperature in the upper 70s, low at night in the 50s again on Friday night. Saturday's high around 79 with beautiful sunshine. We'll be in the low 80s Sunday. Just a great fall weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Greg Calhoun, a Montgomery businessman and founder of a chain of minority-owned supermarkets, has died. His daughter says that her father died Thursday morning in California. He was 66 years old. Thousands of National Guard troops, law enforcement officers, and medical teams are working their way into damaged communities to search for survivors in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. What authorities say they don't want are evacuees trying to come home right now to check on their properties. Hundreds of thousands are still without power, including several thousand residents in South Alabama. A police officer has been sentenced to 1 year in jail for a wreck that killed a woman nearly 2 years ago. 30-year-old Andrew Bass was sentenced in Wetumpka for his conviction of criminally negligent homicide in the death of 52-year-old Elaine Merritt. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Gift to Kohl's Home Sale, going on now. And layer on the savings for your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Right now at Kohl's Home Sale. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I do everything by myself. Shop, go to the movies. I'm so lonely.
Maybe you should try getting some friends.
Friends?
Friends will spend time with you and do all the things you mentioned and more.
What if I want to watch TV and I don't want to hear anyone blabbering?
Then what you need is a quiet friend.
What if my friend needs a ride to the airport? I don't want to do that.
Just get a quiet friend with a car.
And if my friend asks to help them move?
Then you need a quiet friend with a car or a truck.
Don't friends always want to borrow money?
That's easy. Just find a quiet friend with a car or a truck who is rich.
Okay, but what if my friend needs a kidney and I'm a donor match?
Okay. Just find a quiet friend with a car or a truck who is rich and has a clean family medical history.
Is this friend gonna call me a lot? I need some me time.
You know what? You may be better off without any friends.
But I'm so lonely.
It is 3:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have those public service announcements for that purpose.
Yes, yes. It has to be done, Greg.
I haven't visited my buddy DB Daily Update, David Blackman, his blog. And I'm looking at a story. If we can't prove it, we make it up. New York Times live polling lays a big red egg. I'm going to see that story. The news fakers at the New York Times decided recently it would be a great idea to show everybody how their vaunted blue way was shaping up by polling a number of U.S. races in the House and Senate and show their demented readers the results in real time. The live polls scheduled for yesterday included the close, quote, close Senate races in Texas, Nevada, and Tennessee, three races in which GOP incumbents are facing what's considered to be strong Democratic challengers, like beat-off O'Rourke in Texas, challenging Ted Cruz. So what happened? The Times poll in Nevada does show the race between Trump-bashing Rhino Dean Heller and Democrat Jackie Rosen very close, but with Heller in the lead. That was the good news for the Times staff. In Texas, where the Times has repeatedly portrayed Irish Bob O'Rourke as another Kennedy, as if that were a good thing, mean old Ted Cruz comes in with a very comfortable 9-point lead.
Good.
And I think that's what he'll win by. It's still Texas. They haven't ruined it yet.
Not yet. They're working on it.
In Tennessee, it gets even worse for all the newsfakers of the Times, especially since most are no doubt huge Taylor Swift fans. In that poll, Republican Marsha Blackburn, who has gained momentum in every poll taken there in the last month, holds a whopping 18% lead over her Democratic challenger.
Just don't put your foot in your mouth, girl.
And by the way, Project Veritas caught her, you know, the guy that wants that seat, what's his name, Bredesen? He had said he would have voted for Kavanaugh, but he was outed by some staff members saying, no, that's not true.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Prior to yesterday, the Times conducted similar polling in a large number of House races around the country and again ended up with far more of those red guys and gals leading their favorite blue people than the fake newspaper anticipated. Just so you know, I really didn't make this stuff. You can see all of the results, and he gives a link. See, Democrats can only be civil if they win elections, and he touches on everybody. Yeah, I completely agree with him on this next statement. It's the headline on today's blog. Eric Holder demonstrates why decent people don't vote Democrat. They've completely... Why do you think they want open borders? Who the hell that's got their head screwed on straight would want that kind of...
Exactly. Want to be represented by these psychopaths.
They have made us, with their... Especially, and it was all paid for. We know that. We know that George Soros-related groups, you know, paid for this insanity in D.C.
$246 million just to oppose Kavanaugh.
Money well spent there, Mr. Soros. Why they can't touch him is beyond me.
That's what I was saying.
Everybody knows where all this stuff comes from. And if it's bought and paid for, it's not real.
That's right.
It's, you know, when you're paid to go raise hell, and I never could figure out how the only people that got tickets in the Senate chamber were the crazies.
Good point.
I don't understand that. Until we see a level of behavior that's within the norms of the United States, maybe we should just close off those galleries.
Not a bad idea.
Because I think Rand Paul is right. I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody's going to end up dead.
They are.
Because they are just provoking, and encouraging. And some dip is going to... I could be a hero if I do this.
Yeah.
Here is Brenda.
Hey, okay, so this is my personal take on a little bit of Texas talk. We spent 10 days in Austin this summer, and it was a phenomenal experience. We didn't go for the politics, obviously, but
right.
We went for the food and the music and had a great time.
Awesome.
Where we stayed was a 1940s RV park. We pulled our camper and you know, stayed like the locals, enjoyed ourselves, but... Mm-hmm. We talked to one of the guys there, and he, you know, we kind of met some friends, and he told us not to say too loud that we were conservatives, you know, don't, because we were talking about how bad I hated Hillary, and anyway, he said, you can't say that too loud. He said, no, I hate her. He was retired military. He said, you can't say that. Can't say that too loud here. We were like, okay, but everywhere we went, we saw that Beto or Bento, whatever, sticker on a car.
Wow.
Everywhere.
In Austin, Texas.
So now this is coming. If to hear you say this today, because, I mean, you know, Ted Cruz, I supported him. I voted for him in the primary for president and fine with Trump now. But the whole thing of it is he's running against Ted Cruz. I'm glad to hear that Ted Cruz is in the lead. That's great. But those people are more liberal, you could not walk anywhere. And, I mean, clothing is optional in Austin, but brain cells must be optional as well. That's, you talk about low-information voters. If that's what they're going for, that's sorry.
You know, and that's the capital of the state. I'm kind of baffled as to how that particular city's been overrun.
It's young. It's the youth. Sorry, Joey. It's the youth. We were the fattest people in Austin. we're from Alabama. Here you go. These people do not. I mean, they are health conscious. Google's there. They're you know, they're going to be bigger than Nashville if they're not there now. They're one of the fastest growing cities. But we enjoyed ourselves. We had a great time. I mean, everybody's on the paddleboard, running, health conscious city. That's great. But they're very, very young. And I guess they're just going with, you know,
brainwashed.
Whatever. That's it. Yeah.
Well, but I would also say, Brenda, there's a simple thing I use. Cities are more to the Democratic Party, rural more to the Republican Party.
True.
It's just urban areas tend to think like a big city would think. Think of, you know, Greg's talked about this with Mayor Daley in Chicago. When you have a big city and millions of people packed on top of one another, you kind of want somebody with an iron fist to keep things straight. But when you're living out in the country and you've got miles and miles away from your next neighbor, but or maybe it's a small town, everybody knows your name, you don't need that big kind of overarching regulation in government. And my point of view would be, okay, we have cities and rural, so the federal government should be hands-off and let the cities do what they need to do, let rural America need to do what they should do. It's, but, you know, I also agree with you to an extent, Brenda, that, yes, the young people can be very stupid.
We are very conservative. We raise our children very conservative. My dad is from Massachusetts, very conservative, go figure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, my mother's an immigrant to this country. She became a citizen the way you're supposed to. But our girls, one of them said, thinking about voting. I can't even think of his name. That's how wonderful the man's name escapes. But he was running against Hillary. Help me think out. Old Grandpa, what was his name?
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. She was thinking, yeah, we thought we might. And I'm like, what? What? Because she lives in a big city. She lives in Nashville. And it's what the young people are doing. And we're like, girl, don't you dare talk to us again. You're not going to.
Yeah, I think Nashville's kind of like Austin politically, too. Most of Tennessee is deeply conservative.
Yeah.
And something, and I'm just using her as one example, but Taylor Swift must be part of that culture because she was totally okay with saying, oh, you got to register and vote Democrat, and pissed off half the people that buy her music.
I was about to say that. Now, she lives in Nashville. If she wants to talk about some politics, their mayor just pulled a Bentley, okay? Their mayor, female mayor, has
I
a
heard about that.
Oh, yeah. So if they want to clean up some politics, start in their own yard.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's how I feel about that. But
yeah. Would you like to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot, Brenda?
Yes, I would. I'd love to. 10:26.
10:26, you are in. The drawing is Wednesday around 3:20.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It was a great call.
Thank you, Brenda.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on today, Don?
Don?
I know I said Don. I just wanted to see if I could get a rise.
Oh, you did.
You know, this is one of those days where you can't. I'm sorry. I've had a great day. I got a big smile on my face.
Yeah, don't push. Don't push.
And for once, you know, I'm not carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, so.
I know. You guys sound great today. Hey, the reason I called, and I'm sure you're probably aware of this, but I saw something on the Fox website this morning that made mention they didn't give any names or anything, or any, I guess you might say, political affiliation, but they said that the FBI had foiled a plot.
Yes.
Where some nut was planning to bomb the the Capitol Mall on Election Day. Have you heard anything further on that?
Well, they stopped it. That's what we know, and we should be glad they did.
Yeah, that could have been real interesting.
And you can bet your butt that this guy was a leftist.
Oh, yeah. You know, so, that in my mind.
Would you like to be at Baumhauer's Big Shot, Steve? We're out of time.
I would indeed. 3:30.
3:30, we appreciate your time. Good friends, and I think of so many people that support our show as good friends first, who have great local businesses like the Lewis's and Lewis Lawn. And, I you know, when you visit Lewis Lawn to buy something for outdoor maintenance, certainly it's the first choice of local professionals because they have a limited window to make their money, so they can't afford to have equipment that if something breaks or needs repair or service, they got to be able to get it turned around quickly. There's a full service department at Lewis Lawn for whatever you purchase. In fact, people have brought them things that weren't working that they didn't buy there and have been brought back to life. I was gifted a couple of chainsaws that had all the parts and everything. They just couldn't start. And within 10 minutes, they had both of them working. That's the level of expertise in the service department at Lewis Lawn. In the showroom, they have all the great brand names from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. This is the time of year where you really want to have a steel blower to push the leaves onto your neighbor's lawn or into a pile. And in 5 seconds, you can dust off a porch or patio and make it look nice and clean again. Lightweight, easy to start, and Lewis Lawn carries all the steel products. With great people behind the counter like Amy and Haley and Chad Sasser to get you familiar with what the specials and incentives are each month. At Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. And you can call them at 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn, 244-9191. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient carrier system. Get a brand new carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Luke Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Luke Choir, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyluchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new carrier system. That's acbyluchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. It's hard for us to believe that Capital City Ace is coming up on our second anniversary. And what are we doing to celebrate? Well, of course, we're having an anniversary sale. We'll be having many items at up to 50% off or more. On Saturday, come for a big green egg cooking demonstration and food tasting. The sale starts Friday the 12th and runs through Sunday the 14th. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama.